broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is indeed the broadcast for June 30th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we believe in the checks and balances absolutely brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. And most importantly, we reject revolution but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, libertyroundtable.com, our website, Facebook, Twitter, and more. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time for Friday. And man, have we got a barn burner broadcast for you today. We'll skip the summary of yesterday's show. We'll get to that later in the broadcast if we have time. If not, we'll have to break that down on Monday. For it. Man, we got the 4th of July coming up. We got an incredible weekend going on. We got all kinds of things just for you. Most importantly, we've been talking about this over the last couple of weeks at thefreedomcoalition.com. That is thefreedomcoalition.com. The Sam Girard rally is upon us. Former Sheriff Richard Mack is live on the scene in Kentucky at the courthouse. Welcome back, my brother.
Well, thanks, Sam. This is a beautiful morning here in Lexington. And man, oh man, we have about 100 Amish here outside at our little pre-sentencing rally.
Now, the sentencing is today by Judge Reeves, right?
Yes, that's correct. And I just got interviewed by WKYT, CBS affiliate here, about this. So we're really grateful that they're here. And there's several other news agencies here as well.
Were they fair in the interview?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, and they let me say exactly what I wanted about the government being out of control and insane. Going after an Amish farmer. And, of course, as you know, you helped me put this together when we first made a press release about this, that this is the government creating criminals instead of detecting them and discovering them and investigating them. This is a good Amish law-abiding man that's already been in prison for 6 months because of our out-of-control government. And especially the FDA.
Now, you would think Donald Trump making America great again would be on this like you wouldn't believe.
I actually addressed Mr. President while I was talking to WKYT, and I actually said, Mr. President, if you really want to drain the swamp, start with the IRS, and the FDA would be second. And I even accused the FDA of killing so many people because they have allowed the opioid epidemic that we're experiencing in our country today.
Well, they're spending their time going after a Sam Girard while they literally promote Big Pharma.
Exactly. Exactly. And I said that Big Pharma thing. And it turns out there's a man here. Maybe I can get him to talk to you in a little bit. He's being interviewed. But let me get his name again for you. What's your name again? Curtis Sparks.
All right. So
Curtis Sparks was arrested also in conjunction with Sam Girard's case. He was a co-arrestee because he was accused of harboring and abetting a fugitive, I guess, i.e. Sam Girard.
A fugitive? Oh. Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. This is an American citizen, sir.
Yeah, I know.
You're talking about a fugitive?
Yeah, well, they issued a warrant for Sam's arrest, and he didn't come in or didn't do what he was supposed to. So, yeah, he was called a fugitive at that point. So this man was actually arrested. He's not Amish. And there's a lot of neighbors of Sam Girard's who are here who totally support him. There's a lot of people here. Kathy Gornick, Sally O. These are people who just love Sam, and they just know who he is, and they know how horribly he has been victimized by our own government.
All right, what does it look like on the ground? Do you see people filtering into the courtroom for this? Is there any...
They're not going in yet. They're just out here at the plaza across the street. And like I say, literally, there's about 100 Amish from all across the Midwest and Eastern Seaboard here supporting staff.
Oh, hold on a minute. I think Rand Paul's pulling in, isn't he?
I already addressed that, too. I said, where's Senator Paul, and why isn't he doing something about this? I promised Randall Meyer, who works for Rand Paul, that the first words out of my mouth would be, where's Senator Paul? And I did, and I still say, and I'm totally willing to work with Senator Paul, and I hope he's not offended by me asking where he is, but I'm serious about it. Where is Senator Rand Paul? Why aren't you here? I mean, can you imagine how effective that would be to walk into this courtroom and Senator Paul be there with us? So he told one of his constituents here that he had commitments today in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh. Now, I get maybe if Rand Paul has commitments, he does have an agenda that is not controlled by him, meaning it's controlled by the Senate, and I understand that. But if that's true, you can still send a representative or one of your high-level staff members at least and show solidarity and support.
What does it mean when you say you have commitments in Washington, D.C.? That's just more D.C. baloney.
Well, it might be that there's critical votes that you don't want to miss for certain reasons. I get it, but you could at least send a staffer.
Nationalized health care. You know, that's what it is. That's what his commitments are.
But at least you could send a staffer, though, right, Sheriff? I mean, at least you could show support.
Of course. Randall Meyer should have come then. He's a stop aide. He and I have been going back and forth on this. He should have sent numerous aides to him, you know.
Because I'll be the first one.
Because then it's bad.
I'll be the first one to say, I get that, you know what, if you're a congressional person or somebody else, that it takes a staff to do some things if you got to be in multiple places. I get it. If he sent his chief attorney and he's like, look, my attorney knows more about it than I do. I want him to get a handle on the case. I would understand that.
Well, I understand it sometimes, but not when an innocent man is going to prison. And not only that, every day up until now, what has he done? And
I still
ask the question. Senator Paul, from the time that we first contacted you, from the time that Sam Girod was first placed in prison in January, what have you done to get the FDA off this guy's back, off the back of the people, and make this man whole and return to his family?
Now, as far as I understand, Sam...
government.
As far as I understand, Sam Girod is convicted, and today is his sentencing in Kentucky. Yeah. The question is, I hear that after the sentencing, though, they offered Sam a deal. That's hardly ever done. What's up with that?
I talked to one of his sons today. I asked him if he brought the letter, and he said he left it at home. But this is absolutely unheard of. It shows that maybe they're feeling the pressure. That's the only thing I can possibly think of, is that they're feeling the pressure from putting an innocent Amish farmer in prison. I just cannot believe that they've done it. And maybe they're starting to see how stupid this is. It is insane. And I just really feel that they're starting to feel the pressure, because having a prosecutor come towards a sentencing situation and offer a plea bargain after he's already been convicted, I've never heard of that. I've never heard of it.
So what's the deal? What are they offering, Sam? What does he have to agree to?
The deal is no prison, a $25,000 fine at the minimum, that could be higher, and then a stiff probation.
And is Sam planning to take the deal?
No more chick weed. Say that again?
You're allowed to have weed, just not the chick kind.
Well, yeah, he had to start being a lawful distributor for cannabis.
Not that we really think he should. We're making a point. So is he going to take the deal?
I believe the sentiment from all of us and his Amish family is that, yes, they want him home. Some other people have said, no, he shouldn't take the deal. He should keep fighting. But I you know what? I really want Sam home. We can keep fighting and try to still get him a pardon. And getting back to making his chickweed and making his pursuit of happiness how he chooses, not how the government chooses.
Well, there's no doubt about he can fight more for freedom free than he can behind bars, that's for sure. And Ammon and others should be in the same position. Choices are critical. I agree the government's wrong. But when you're in the jaws of the lion, at least the biblical reality is, agree with thine adversary quickly while in the way with him, or else he'll you know, cause you nothing but grief. And so I actually agree with that. Not that I support the deal. I get that it's caving to some degree. I also get how important being free is.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and one other group of people that's here, security and law enforcement and at least one dog with a canine officer are out here. Some plainclothes officers are around also because there's so many dangerous Amish people here, I think.
Well, I support appropriate security. Believe it or not, at the Ammon Bundy rally in Oregon, they had security that blended in the background, too. It was a peaceful event, and they were no problem at all, and I was grateful they were there. I hope they act the same way this time. We'll get an update on that in seconds. Sheriff Richard Mack is live in Kentucky at the Sam Girard rally. We got it covered, folks. Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Sheriff Richard Mack and our good buddy Tim Starks are live in Lexington, Kentucky at the federal courthouse in defense of Sam Girard. That's the chickweed man, if you will, a chickweed farmer, literally doing his very best to provide health for the skin, or healthy skin. We're asking Judge Reeves in the case to do the right thing and release this good man, Sam Girard, to his family. That's the point of the rally. There's 100-plus peaceful people there, many of them Amish. There is security. And as long as security behaves and stays in the background and people remain peaceful, that's what we pray for. And I, you know, commend security for doing the right thing, for basically blending into the background, making sure everything's all right, but yet not interfering or not causing trouble. I think that's the best way to go with the First Amendment being so important, etc. Sheriff, if he takes the plea deal, which is simply, hey, you won't go to jail, you'll have a heavy whatever it's called, plea deal, you'll be under some kind of whatever plan from the judge, $25,000 plus fine. What does it look like? If he takes that deal, is there going to be a non-event inside the court? Oh, we'll try to get Sheriff Richard Mack back, Kurt. Mm.
You know, when I was thinking about this, you know, we were talking about Rand Paul not showing up there. And what I'm thinking that, you know, McConnell's been a little bit, at least I think it seems distracted. I think he's been focused on this Sam Girard thing, and he's probably, you know, getting ready to show up right now there at the courthouse, you know, in defense of one of his constituents, because, you know, McConnell, I mean, that's one of the saviors of the, well, I mean, freedom lover, loving guy he is, you know. But I was noticing, it looks like, I was just reading some of the background on the Sam Girod.
Yeah, you know, as soon as you're ready, I got a video from the last night's dinner where a bunch of people gathered to plan this thing, too. So go ahead.
Yeah, well, we could do that anytime. I was just seeing, though, that the detailed story from the Kentucky Free Press, that's kyfreepress.com, says the FDA made up arbitrary rules, then accused Sam of breaking those rules. Boy, that sure doesn't sound surprising. They say,
well, that's what the government does. We've had multiple people we know taken down by the out-of-control belligerent FDA, right?
Yeah, and occasionally I even think it could happen to the evil raw honey dealer, you know, out there. But, you know, this is, if you
I'm
think
telling
this,
you right now, I'm not sure what's more crazy, raw honey or chickweed. I just can't decide, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, they say the FDA is trying to put him in jail for up to 68 years with up to $3 million in fines. But this was from, they say, an innocent labeling little problem. But, you know, I mean, you can see what would happen in America if we didn't have the proper label.
Yeah, so you just let Hillary run around and Bill run around, and then you say, this guy's got a labeling problem. You know, 68 years, people.
Oh, it's just insane.
And it's hard to know if you should take the plea deal they've offered or the deal they've offered or whatever. And, you know, it's hard to say. On one hand, you say you should do it and remain free, fight another day. On the other hand, you say, man, do you agree to this? The problem is if everybody continues to cave, they'll just continue to get their way and abuse people. And there doesn't seem to be any sanity or solutions on that regard. All right, here's this video, Kurt, where Tim Starks is doing the video. It's up on Facebook, the CSPOA / give me or the Freedom Coalition Facebook page. And they did a video last night at dinner. There was a few leaders rallying around. They actually had some chickweed. Check this out.
Hey, we're here live here with some supporters that are meeting with Sheriff Richard Mack the night before the Sam Girod sentencing trial tomorrow. And just a small group here getting with Richard Mack. And we have Richard Mack here. Richard.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by Amish.
Oh, no.
I know. Run
for your life.
And
all these Amish criminals.
if they make herbal salve, right?
Yeah, they make raw milk and salve out of chickweed. So, of course, the federal government's trying to put them all in prison and send in their SWAT teams after these people.
You're quite the criminal these days. You've been drinking raw milk, unpasteurized milk with the Amish, and now you're using...
I use the salve.
Where's that salve at, Richard? Do you have any of that salve on you? Hey, I'm sure somebody around here has that salve.
Who has the chickweed salve?
Does anybody have any chickweed salve?
I need the chickweed salve.
We have some out in the van.
Oh, look, here, we've got some people that have some.
That's illegal contraband.
I thought we had some over here a while ago. Okay, well, we're going to... Okay.
Do you have the salve?
I gave it to
Oh, we got some salve. Never mind, we got some salve here. So let's see what we've got here. Yeah. Oh my gosh! So this is.
Yeah. Wow.
So let me
this
just
like cocaine.
Right.
Like. But seriously, this chickweed salve.
Wow.
You can order it off of Amazon.
Yeah.
I've actually ordered it from Amazon, and then you put this little mold that I have here was 10 times bigger than that 4 weeks ago. I've been putting the chickweed salve on it right there, and my wife can attest to this, it's been shrinking and going down, hardly even existing. And I also put it on mosquito bites and just minor scrapes and abrasions, and it makes it feel a lot better. But chickweed is a natural herb. It is not a harmful chemical. It is not a controlled substance. It's not a drug. And yet, a man by the name of Sam Girod faces life in prison over this.
Now, let's get a closer look at this label here. We hear all kinds of rumors what this label says. And it just basically says the name
and what it has in it and who made it, correct?
Yes.
Wow.
And I love it.
Yeah.
So if the FDA wants to come and arrest me for this, tell them to go ahead and make my day.
Where can I buy some of this?
I'll sell it to you.
Yeah, right. Nice.
Now, you know what I think? Everybody watching this video should go and buy some of this to help support Sam Gerard.
Oh, absolutely.
Where can this be bought at?
Well, it's off the market right now.
Never mind.
This is off the market, right?
Yep.
This very product right here.
Yep. They came and took it from the store.
Well, never mind, folks. I guess you'll have to go to his GoFundMe page.
You can still get it off at Amazon. Chickweed salve is available at Amazon.
Okay. Yeah. And doesn't Sam have a GoFundMe page, too, as well? That someone's doing for him?
Generosity. Yes.
What's the address?
Generosity. They can go to the Justice for Sam Gerard.
All right, I guess they had to take the Facebook page down, Sheriff?
No, the GoFundMe page, because GoFundMe won't get involved in anything criminal.
What do you mean criminal? There's no criminal here.
Well, I know, but technically he has been found guilty in a court of law.
I see. So they took down the GoFundMe for Sam Gerard. Now, they do have a Facebook page up, though, or no?
Yes, the Facebook page is still there, and I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's definitely there.
And the whole point is we've got to work on a way to give Sam Gerard some funding for his poor family.
Several supporters here, just a small group getting together, kind of going over what's going to take place tomorrow. Richard, any last words here before we take it down?
It's been an emotional evening tonight. So many different people coming from all over the country. Those of us who are not Amish, sitting down and breaking bread with Amish, who are very concerned about their brother and neighbor, Sam Gerard. We are too. We stand together with our Amish friends and neighbors.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see what happens tomorrow, and hopefully Sam is able to return with his family tomorrow.
Everybody say a prayer for Sam Gerard.
Amen. Say a prayer for Sam Gerard. Sheriff, if he takes the plea deal, will it mean there's a non-event at the court today?
We're going to, I don't think so, but we're going to definitely have a rally afterwards. The press said that they want to still have a little press conference with us afterwards, and so we really appreciate the CBS affiliate being here. Again, that's WKYT.
All right. Well, good for them for reporting it.
Definitely some others. And, you know, somebody by the name of Tim Stark standing right here with his lovely wife. And but Sam, really, it's really touching to see all the Amish that are here that are so supportive of Sam. Every one of these people here know that Sam is not a criminal and that our government has made him a criminal. They are creating criminals. And this is why we beg President Trump to drain that swamp. And let's do something for freedom and liberty and America and give Sam Gerard a pardon, because he has been victimized by the very government that now President Trump is in charge of.
Amen to that. I'm going to take a quick pause. I'm going to take a quick pause, Sheriff. See who you can line up to be on the radio with us really quick. Be back in a couple of minutes. Sheriff Mack will see who can get on live from the rally in Lexington, Kentucky. Where's Rand Paul when you need him, folks?
Yeah.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Staley. Walmart's telling trucking companies that they have got to stop moving products for Amazon if they want to keep Walmart's business. You see, Amazon and Walmart are significant users of the trucking industry. This comes on the heels of Walmart telling tech partners to stop using Amazon's cloud services. So Amazon is a competitor. Walmart doesn't want its vendors leaving Walmart information on a cloud that's owned by Amazon. And Amazon's impending purchase of Whole Food Markets will put it in competition with Walmart's groceries. University counselors around the country are reporting larger than normal visits from students with issues ranging from depression to suicidal tendencies. Some are caused by drug and alcohol abuse that in turn may be due in fact to the fact that many millennials are not ready to deal with reality. They are used to being coddled by their parents and having instant gratification. Now they're faced with the realization they're incurring big debts by just going to college, debts that they will likely have to pay off later if they can. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low-delay, crystal-clear audio over the Internet. AudioCompass.com. Complete, accurate information has always been hard to find. For news the networks refuse to use anytime, anywhere, click to LibertyNewsDaily.com or sign up to get Liberty News delivered directly to your email. LibertyNewsDaily.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby in studio, former Sheriff Richard Mack live in Lexington, Kentucky, at the federal courthouse in defense of, in support of, Amish farmer Sam Girard. The government's making criminals out of people. It's got to stop. We got to free innocents in prison, and we're praying the Judge Reeves in this case will do the right thing and free Sam today. We got our videographer there, Tim Starks, as well. Richard, who do you got for us?
Are you willing to go on the radio? Okay. I have Sam. I got little Samuel here, and he's Amish. He's a member of the Amish community, and he's willing to talk to you.
All right. Fantastic. Samuel.
Yeah, here he is.
Samuel, who's Amish, is at the rally live. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Thank you for your support of Sam Girard. We're doing everything we can to help and to talk to Donald Trump to drain the swamp and have innocents in prison released. What are your feelings? What's your gut on this thing today? What's the judge going to do, sir? Any idea?
Well, you know, I'm not sure what's going to turn out today, but this case should, you know, concern every single America. And, I don't know how can we sentence an innocent man in, you know, under the Constitution, but I don't see how we can, you know, like I said, this should concern every single American because this, you know, Sam Girard, he committed no crime. So, you know, no victim, no crime, you know, I don't know how they can do this.
Yeah, you're right about that. Have you personally used a Sam's chickweed, or do you know people who have?
Yes, I have, and you know, I know of many, many more that have. You know, and you know, it's a very good salve. You know, it's not there's no, and you know, this whole thing is not. You know, he committed no crime, and you know, it's just I see it as a monetary corruption thing, you know, where it's actually a FDA overreach, and you know, it needs to end. You know, I like to call for an investigation on the FDA, but yeah, I.
All right, so we're calling for Donald Trump to set up an investigative team to investigate the belligerent, criminalistic, weaponized FDA, huh?
Absolutely. That's what I would call for, you know, because, you know, the, and also, you know, I'm not sure why the county, you know, why the county sheriff didn't, you know, I think the community needs to wake up that, you know, the county sheriff didn't protect Sam, you know, so, we got a lot of support out here, and, you know, we would like to see justice, you know, justice brought for Sam Chira. You know, it's not, and this is not only about Sam Chira, you know, this concerns every single American, you know, but,
How is the feeling? Is it peaceful? Is the security mellow, or are they, what's happening?
What's that?
How is the security? Are they being gentle with the people there?
Yeah, the security seems very good. You know, there's very good energy out here. We got very good energy out here. You know, the security, as far as I know, is very good. We got a lot of people out here.
What's being done for Sam's family now? Do you know? Do you have a handle on that? Is his family all right in this process?
That I don't know. I would have to get an update on that. I'll ask them that. But personally, myself, I don't know as far as the family. As the Amish community, you know, the Amish community stand together, you know, in support. So,
thank you, Samuel.
Oh, thank you very much. And here's Sheriff Mack again.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're covering the rally live in Lexington, Kentucky. We're asking a simple question. Where's Senator Rand Paul? I guess he's got duties in Washington, D.C., but out of his big staff, he can't send anybody to cover this rally in defense of Sam Girard. Sheriff, what do you say?
The FDA just proved why we need to do
that. Where's Mitch McConnell as well, Sam? I mean, you know, he's, of course, fighter for the people and all that kind
great
of
point
stuff.
I guess we've just given up on Mitch already, and we've decided that we think that Rand Paul has some redeemability here. But
what about the congressmen themselves the area?
That's a good question. You know. Last night, Congressman Massey's wife was at our dinner. She actually came with some of her children and attended the dinner that we had. So she's supporting this. She also wants to know what's going on. We've given her several different suggestions as to what her husband, Congressman Massey, should be doing to help out. He is not the congressman over this jurisdiction where Sam Girard lives. And again, it is Girard, G-I-R-O-D, Sam Girard.
So do we know where the congressman stands or if he's willing to do anything for us or not?
Well, he was given some of the same problem excuses that they can't get involved in a criminal matter. We don't want them to get involved in criminal matter. We want them to use all the different crimes that the FDA has committed and some of these other and pass legislation to not allow them law enforcement authority.
And my question for Thomas Massey or any other congressman would be this. If you don't want to get involved in any criminal matters, then my question is, wouldn't all the federal government have to do is declare everything criminal and just simply checkmate you out of it, congressman? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know what? They don't have to do anything specifically for Sam Girard. What they need to do is pass legislation to stop all law enforcement authority of the IRS, the EPA, the FDA, the BLM, and so on and so on. And, yes, the Department of Education, which you know has gotten out of control also. All these federal agencies now with their own SWAT team.
They have become weaponized against the people. Now, what the congressman can do is write a letter to Donald Trump saying we would like you to set up a presidential commission to dig into these innocents in prison cases to have justice and accountability.
Yeah. So it's a pretty simple process. Because these men and women in Congress are in charge of these bureaucracies. And to try to pretend that you can't do anything about it is just more insanity. They establish the budget for these agencies. Cut the budget. You don't have to get it. You don't have to do anything to get involved in any criminal matter. Just start draining the dadgum swamp.
Well, and what we've allowed with this funding from Congress is the weaponizing of government agencies that are unconstitutional. And so at one point you can say, well, you know what, let's not talk about anybody's case. Let's talk about the funding you're providing for government agencies that are literally being weaponized.
Yes, for any congressman to think they can't do anything about it, you know, that's just embarrassing. They're the ones that oversee these agencies. They're the ones that fund the FDA. These groups are so out of control. And for the people in charge of them to say they can't do anything about it, good grief.
Not only do they fund the agencies, but they're the ones that created them as well, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So uncreate them, for God's sake.
Well, or unfund them, yeah. At least. I mean, you created them and funded them, and now you're telling me you can do nothing about it? Then I guess my next question is, what would we need Congress for then?
Well, exactly. That's why I said, why do we need Rand Paul in Washington if he's not going to stand for the beliefs that he knows are right? And I said this last night at the dinner. I don't blame Nancy Pelosi. I know she's an idiot. She doesn't know better. But Rand Paul knows better, and that's why I blame him. He knows better. So,
all right, we don't have any representatives from the federal government there. We did have Congressman Thomas Massey's wife at the dinner last night lending her support.
Good lady, Rhonda.
Rhonda?
Hang on. Let's let the traffic get through. So, anyway, I'm directing traffic a little bit.
All right, so nobody from the federal government at all. How about from the state? Anybody willing to support there?
I don't think so. We're going to... The lady stayed with last night at her home. There were several of us that stayed at her home last night, including Rhonda Massey. But we're trying to get something in front of the governor. She knows him, and in fact, she's on the state board of education. So we're going to try to do that.
Our prayers are there. How about the county sheriff? What's happening with that? I mean, the county sheriff should have protected Sam in the first place.
He should have, and you know, I met with him and tried to make that happen, but. We're gonna try to talk to him again, but it's almost too late for that now.
Is he there at least in support?
No, he lives about an hour from here, and he doesn't. I don't think he wants to be involved in this now.
I see. So, all right,
we're actually going inside right now.
You're going inside?
Yes.
And you're gonna have to take off now because there's no connectivity, and they won't let you keep your cell phone. What you need to do is have somebody call me back ASAP, though, and give us any news you have.
Yeah.
Godspeed. Talk to you in a minute. Thanks. All right. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Sheriff Richard Mack, and Tim Starks are literally live from the courthouse in Lexington, Kentucky, in defense of Sam Girod. The sentencing starts now. We'll keep an eye up on that for you. We've also got a whole other lot of news coming out of just about everywhere.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, do you have any comments on this, Kurt?
Well, you know, I'm sure, Sam, that Senator McConnell and Senator Paul and all the other delegation from Kentucky will be showing up there, you know, shortly, as well as the president, to make sure that justice is served. And, you know, these that Mr. Sam Girard will go free. I mean, this is America, Sam, and let's make America great again. I mean, we're all about that. But besides that, you know, I don't know what Senator Paul would have to do in Washington, because as far as I understand, they're on recess, Sam. And, you know, recess is, you know, pretty rough on Congress. And so he should be back home, as far as I know. Recess going on in Congress.
Well, why are they in recess in the first place, Kurt?
Well, you know, because they're such hard workers. I mean, you know, they typically get in about, you know, 10 to 18 hours a week. I mean, you know, that's pretty much a full-time gig. You know, Sam, it looks like there may be a solution to Congress that just doesn't get much done. You know, over in Japan, they've got these, they call them Silicone Sally. So I'm thinking maybe
sex bots.
Soon they're going to replace Congress with these little silicone things, and it will save us all a lot of money, and we'll have just as much.
I think they ought to just have everybody in Congress be Alexa or Google, or, you know, they could just put their own avatar / virtual assistant there. You could choose between Alexa, hey Google, or Siri, depending on how stupid or smart you want your representative to be, etc. We could do that. Tim Starks is live at the rally. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Sam. Kurt, how are you guys today?
We're doing fantastic. So what's going on? People are going into the sentencing now?
Yes, there's a fairly good-sized group outside. There's not enough room for everybody to go inside to the courthouse. But there's several people in support of Sam Girard. Been talking to several individuals, and you really don't get the grasp of how much of a tragedy this is until you start talking to those from the community, those from his family, and understanding the outrage that some of these individuals have as to how someone can use natural products to make a natural herbal remedy and be criminalized with a felony and their life destroyed. So this is really very concerning and should be of concern to all individuals in America, because, you know, today it's over an herbal salve, and tomorrow, you know, it may be over something even more ridiculous. So when an agent...
They draw honey or something.
Yeah, exactly. You may not be able to buy honey because they may regulate this. I mean, this is insane. I mean, we know that they have attacked the Amish farmers for selling unpasteurized milk. So it's just overreach. You know, these agencies get these regulations that they can enforce as laws, and we need to really look at this, and government needs to be reined in on this.
That's for sure. Now, Kurt proposed these sex dolls to fill in for Congress. Maybe we ought to have sex dolls go to prison for people too, Tim.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said there, Sam.
Maybe we ought to just have these sex dolls that Kurt wants to be in Congress to be in prison for Sam Girard. He could just send a sex doll instead.
No, I didn't suggest sex dolls being in Congress.
All right, read the headline,
I didn't even read the headline. I simply said that, hey, they've got all these make-believe kind of people that they're making. Well, they could just make up ones that look like congressmen that could sit there and do almost as much for the people, and maybe more.
I get it. Just tell everybody the headline you sent me, though, so they know what we're talking about here, Kurt.
I was going to say, I've obviously been out of the loop on the conversation you've been having here.
The headline.
Well, we're talking about Sam Girard, and then Kurt just tossed this into the mix, so I got to kind of clarify and let people know what Kurt's referring to.
Well, it says Silicon Sally, Japanese men find true love with sex dolls. But I just simply said when I read this, I said, hey, maybe what we do is, you know, I mean, Silicon McConnell and a Silicon Rand Paul and whatever, they would probably be just about as responsive to the needs of the people, you know, wouldn't they?
Yeah, so do you want me to post this headline or no?
Well, you know, there's a bunch of sad parts to the story that don't have to do with stuff we should talk about
right now. So we'll save the headline and we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
All right. So you're saying that Rand Paul should come to the Kentucky rally with Richard Mack and all Sam Gerard supporters and Tim Starks and others, and that maybe this doll could go up there in Congress in place of Rand Paul.
Well, many times you wonder if that wouldn't be just as effective as what...
Well, it might be more effective if Bill Clinton went up there.
Oh, yeah.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Keep her busy.
There you go.
Keep him busy.
Well, anyway, so what do you think is going to happen on this sentencing? In my opinion, if Sam Gerard takes the deal they've offered him, there's like nothing happening in court, right?
Well, that's another point that's kind of concerning. I don't understand this. He's been convicted. But yet, I've heard rumors that they're offering him a plea deal, and I'm not sure how that would work because this is a sentencing hearing today, and how do you have a plea deal at a sentencing hearing?
In my mind, what you do is you say, you're convicted, we're going to slaughter you, but we're going to give you a chance to come to the table and extract things from you. Instead of just giving you a sentencing and tell you what we're going to do, we're going to hope to make things mellow on you but gain your cooperation and act like it was a win in front of the media.
Yeah, that's just something that you don't see that often. So I'm really confused by why they're saying there's a plea deal here to someone that's already been convicted. I mean, I know that this thing is kind of blown up a little more than they expected it to. There's a lot more support here today. There's a lot more people outraged at what's happened and then what they anticipated. Was speaking with an individual that said that this has caught them kind of by surprise. So... we'll have to see what happens in the sentencing.
What's your guess on this? What's your gut say? Do you think that there'll be no prison time for Sam?
Well, at this point, I don't think we can say there won't be no prison time because from what I understand, he's been incarcerated for since the beginning
of
the year.
Yeah, like 6 months. What they could do, though, is say time served, right?
Yeah, but at any rate, how do you say that you can overcome or win this? He's already been in prison. It's already affected his family. He's already... exhausted his financial, I'm guessing. And so at this point here, you know, a person just has to figure how do they move on and how do they recover from this and get back to some kind of normal life here. And I think that's kind of the option that him and his family are probably looking at this point.
All right. One thing the courts always worry about whenever we have a rally like this is things are going to get crazy and violent. Our obvious intentions are not violent. Our prayers are for Sam Gerard. Our prayers are with the judge, Judge Reeves, that the judge will do the right thing. Our prayers are that it remains peaceful. Does it seem super peaceful out there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm outside here now. You just hear people talking. There's kids out here playing in the fountains. A beautiful city here, Lexington. It's really a cool place. It's a really clean place for a downtown area and just really need a lot of good architect to look at here. Interesting. So it's really a neat environment that we have here. And, of course, you have a lot of people from Sam's community here. And so it's very peaceful, though.
How about the security? Are they visible and are they peaceful? Have you talked to any of the police officers or anybody?
There are several police officers. They're just kind of all grouped together. They already have some dogs that they're walking around with. I think it's just standard protocol that they have for, you know, a federal building. You know, there's some of them on bikes. But I would say, in overall, there's probably 12, 13 different officers that I've picked out pretty quick. So,
well, and I'd like to engage them politely and just talk to them and see what they think about this, though. I mean, to me, this is crazy where I think the government's just bit off more than they can chew on this one. And why they're doing this to Sam and his family, why they're doing this to an innocent Amish person over chickweed when we've got so many other issues in America that are critical to work on is beyond my comprehension at this point, Tim.
Well, you know, I think I'm going to take a little break here and go do some live video streaming.
All right, I'll call you back in about 15 minutes, see if you can get me an update. If anything breaks, call me.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right. So Kurt Cosby's sending Japanese dolls to Congress.
No. Sam, wait a minute. I'm simply saying that a mannequin or some kind of a rubber thing would, you know, they wouldn't require all that funding, you know, $200,000 plus dollars a year.
They would vote against us or send us down
the
river. Yeah,
I mean, at least they would, create less havoc. Right. And they would be basically seemed like almost as responsive. So, you know, I mean, maybe... or more responsive to...
when we saw Jason Chaffetz up there literally leaving early so he could create insider, favor for his successor. And then when he basically said that he thinks a big old chunk of money, hey, congressmen don't make enough money, they got to have more money, they got to have money for rent and everything else. I see what you're saying. I guess you could train a doll to do that too, beg for more money. Right?
Well, I think you could train them to not beg for more money. They'll just be happy with, a whole lot less. You know, they just sit there and...
You would hope
so. Yeah.
Now, Rhode Island discovers 150,000 erroneous voters on the rolls. Of course, that's not fraud. They just say it's kind of an unintentional erroneous scenario. So no vote fraud, just erroneous voters. We also talked about this new statewide... For the state of Utah, it's called a constitutional coalition. StandStrongForTheConstitution.com. If you go there, you can get involved in the freedom events going on in Provo, Utah. So check that out. They got a new freedom festival. They need volunteers. We talked about Drudge Report doing phenomenal. Is Drudge Report going to have something on the Sam Girard case? Do you think, Kurt? Maybe you ought to talk to Tim and have somebody send... Drudge Report a tip.
Good point, Sam.
And Mark Zuckerberg wants to replace all the town halls and church events and Little League and stuff like that with Facebook. So maybe somebody ought to... Oh, we already got it on Facebook. Good. But Twitter's got fake followers and everything else for CNN. They got 17 million fake followers going on over there at Twitter. We also talked about Condoleezza Rice standing up for Donald Trump, says Donald Trump cares about American values. The Bible is welcome in Kentucky schools. That's fantastic news. The U.S. nuclear plant got a hack, but that's all right, say government officials. I don't understand that at all. Anyway, we talked about a lot of that yesterday. Today, though, we're covering live the rally for the Sam Girard sentencing in Lexington, Kentucky. More on that second hour, LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.